I live and warm and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night broadcast, current events. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with the show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, be sure, if you haven't done so already, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defenders 7. We have a website. Be sure to check it out and subscribe to it for us. And that's all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. And on our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. Please, everybody, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on organizations. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. So either way, just come check us out. If it feels like it's the type of group you would like to belong to and help out, we welcome you with open arms. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own thoughts and opinions, especially on Thursday nights. Let your voice be heard. Don't sit back being quiet. Let us know what's going on in your community, and we'll discuss what's going on around the country, what your feelings and your thoughts are. Our radio shows go national and global, so we'll be heard everywhere. Now, if you're too shy to call in, we also have a chat room that is also live during our broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. And phone lines are open, so give us a call at area code 914-205-5773. Come on in. Let's discuss on what's new and what's going on around the country. Good evening there, Miss Maria Delamain.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Just got done my spiel.
Yeah, sorry. I was running a little late. And then I wasn't sure if my phone had any power. It was dying. I had to get it plugged in. So did you see that thing I shared about the beef and the labeling?
I caught part of it. I was going to watch it and read it, but I didn't get a chance to click on it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You know how, like, I try very hard not to buy food that's been processed in China. And because, you know, they don't really have any regulations, and, you know, they use shit that's not good for you. You know, in the United States, we're very fussy. You know, the government has all these regulations, and we may think they go overboard, but it doesn't matter. They have all these regulations about how you're supposed to breed your animals, raise them, feed them, butcher them, et cetera. All these regulations. I mean, look what they did to Miller's here in Lancaster, an organic farm, because, you know, they weren't following FDA regulations. So, and they've always been very strict about what kind of meat they allow in from other countries. Not just because the farmers complain about pricing and everything, but also, too, because other countries are not as, you know, strict with their regulations as we are. Well,
right.
Right, and it would label what country the meat was coming from, so you knew what you were buying. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't really object to buying cows from Brazil or shrimp from Ecuador. You know, those countries are, you know, pretty good. But the point is, I knew what I was getting. You know what I mean?
That's why I will never buy meat from Walmart.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't buy meat from Walmart either. But the problem is now a package that says USDA meat, you know, made in America and all that, it may not be. You know how they take cars or TVs and they get parts from different places and then they put it together here, so that allows them to label it made in the USA? Well, they're going to do the same thing. They're doing the same thing with meat. They're bringing in meat from other countries. They're throwing a little bit of, like, a beef fat on it, if it's beef or, you know, whatever. And then they're packaging it in, you know, the cellophane and whatnot here in the United States and labeling it USDA Grade A made in America meat. So
without testing the meat.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, some of the meat may be perfectly okay. It's not just a question of regulation. It's a question of you will no longer know what you are buying.
Oh, yes, I will, because I go straight to the farmer.
Right. So that's what this guy is saying. He's going to show everybody. Yeah, he's talking about, you know, about how to hook up with farmers, and if you don't live in a rural community, you know, other things you can do or whatever. Well, my one boss, I told him, I said, I'm not buying beef anymore. I'm going to have to find a farmer. I mean, luckily I live in Lancaster. That's not going to be hard. So he knows a farmer. He said he's more than willing to go half, you know, buy, you know, go halves on half a cow. You know what I mean? Because that's the only way you're going to be assured of getting American meat is to buy it directly from the farmer.
Yeah, that's what my daughter and I are going to, and her neighbor are going to do. We're going to all pitch in because we could buy a full cow for like $500.
Right. Yeah. It's not, you know, and, oh, I don't know how much it is here. It, you know, I mean, the hell am I going to do with half?
Oh,
I'm one person.
Believe me.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Believe
yeah.
me, it's a lot cheaper. I mean, all you got to do, I mean, for your preference, you do have your sister and everybody. So a half a cow would be great.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, my boss, he has an extra, you know, freezer space or whatever. I can store it with him. I'm not worried. And, yeah, I do need to worry about my sister if things don't go south with us before, you know, the world ends. But the same
right.
thing with chickens. And but you also have to be careful. The same applies not just to beef but to pork and chicken as well. You know,
yes.
And fish, you got to be careful because even fresh caught fish that you catch yourself, the waterways are not safe because they've got so much
exactly.
shit in them from the groundwater. All the mental illness pills, the depressants and antidepressants and stuff.
Right.
You know, I mean, and the hormones and whatnot. So, yeah, so it's crazy. Here's the thing. You know, I like meat. I love a good steak or chicken or whatever, fish, you know. But push to shove, if I have to get my protein from beans or whatever, or nuts, then fine. But I'm not eating fake meat. I am not eating meat. I don't know where it came from. And now, you know, and who knows? They're already using crickets. Protein, you know, and shit. You know, I don't know about you, but I've seen advertisements for pork, not pork, or meatless pork, meatless chicken. What the hell is meatless chicken? You know, I'm like, I don't even want to read the label of what's in there. Like especially they're talking about mixing mealworms with sugar in order to get a beefy taste. No, get it. And people, you know, they're getting
well,
the hell
see,
out
well,
of
well, see
food.
That. I understand where people are complaining about that. You know, there's that guy out there saying that they're going to start making you eat bugs and all that. You know. A lot of these people go yuck and whatnot. I used to do the same thing. But you know what? When it comes down to survival, you'll eat anything
okay.
that's edible.
Bobby, there's a difference between eating a bug because it's survival and eating fake meat made of bugs that you're
oh,
paying
hell no,
for.
Oh, no. I wouldn't eat no damn meat. Nope.
Right. Yeah, that this fake meat that Bill Gates, that's what I'm talking about. No, if I'm in the woods and it's me or the fucking worm, I'm eating the worm. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, you know, you got these prima donnas out there that are, ooh, I will never eat a bug. Well, I guess you're going to starve when they start making
yeah,
you
no,
sick
no, no, no.
from what they're putting in your meats and stuff.
No. I'll eat them. I don't object to eating bugs in that respect. My objection
right.
is they're taking away my real meat, my beef, because climate change, and they want to
right.
feed me
now, see,
meal
now,
meals
see,
mixed with sugar.
I agree with you there. I didn't really catch on at first what you were saying.
Yeah, no, they want to replace steak and chicken and fish and pork with bugs.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. That's what I'm with you. If you know, hey, look, I'm hungry, and it comes to me or my cat, it's going to be me.
Right.
You know, I love my cat.
Right.
I don't want to eat my, but you know, if it's my life or his life, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
But that's what I'm saying is you know, you got those people out there that think that, you know.
Hi, beautiful.
if they don't know where it comes from, they're better off. You know what I mean? For instance, they won't eat venison. They won't eat deer meat because it didn't come from the store.
Oh yeah.
So they're the ones that are gonna really suck. Life's gonna suck for them.
Yeah, big time, big time. You know, like I said, you know, hey, I could cut my meals in half right now. I'm not going to. Why the hell should I? I mean, I'm losing weight. I mean, I'm being careful and this, that, and the other thing, but I'm not rationing. I mean, you know, but if it gets to a point where I have to, I sure as hell will. If it gets to a point where I eat 2 ounces of a steak instead of 4 ounces, oh, well, you know, then I eat an extra potato or I eat more greens or something. I'm not, you know, and if it comes down, like I said, to them freaking grub worms, then I'll eat them damn grub worms.
Pan
with the salt, pepper, and garlic, and
a little bit of chocolate.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. But
yeah,
I am not going to go
chocolate.
Into a
you
supermarket.
Never know.
Yeah, but I am not going to go into a supermarket and buy a steak made of worms.
No. And see, and like I said, you know, that's what cracks me up about these people that I don't know where the hell they get the idea that, you know, I ain't buying no meat. Yeah, it's because it comes from a store. Oh, fuck out of here.
Yeah, they think it just appears in the store wrapped in cellophane. It's like that was an animal. Oh, here's something else I found.
Or the other thing, their other reason is, oh, well, at least, you know, I don't see it getting slaughtered.
that makes a difference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, but, I mean, I'm
you know,
sorry,
you,
but those...
You know who's really going to love... You know who's going to really love those bugs and everything in their fake meat? Vegans.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Yeah,
hello,
I mean, what the
air.
Hell?
How you guys doing? Hey, I was going to ask you.
Please.
This is Pianchi calling from the South. But with the FBI raiding an Amish farm here, last week? I know what you think about it, but what's the solution to keep them from doing something like that? The Amish don't mess with anybody, and they don't sell to the puppet. They sell to their own, you know, their own society.
Well,
unless somebody in the public come in the store and would like to buy some, of course they don't run them out.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I live here, so I know Miller's Farm. I've purchased stuff there all the time. They first ran afoul of the FDA, I think in 2014 or something, because they were selling raw milk. And they're an organic farm. And it's a membership deal. I mean, not just anybody can just walk in and buy raw milk. Like you said, it's mostly to other Amish people or people who have a membership. So they know what they're doing. And nobody has ever complained or accused them of making people sick or poisoning them or anything like that. So, they're outright after the Amish, but the Amish are not standing down. Miller is still operating. They're collecting. I think they have a GoFundMe or GoSendMe or something. They're collecting money. I actually have a client. I'm going to ask him if there's any way, you know, like donating to the fund to help pay these $300,000 in fines that they're getting. But no, they're not giving up.
Well, you know, this overreach we are witnessing in the federal government, the states are going to have to come together and bring a stop to this. And if FBI agents wants to come to a location within your state, they need to check in with the county sheriff and leave their weapons there. What the hell do they need weapons for? We got a county sheriff. In a municipality, you got the police. That there's
yep.
enough weapons. Isn't the holler
right.
and about, oh, there's too many weapons on the street. They need to leave their weapons at the county sheriff or at the municipal police. Let them see what your search warrant is. And if the search warrant is illegal, tell them, well, you ain't coming up in here.
Sure. I didn't know they were supposed to leave their weapons. That's interesting.
Well, you can make them leave the weapons.
I know Florida was very upset with the way they went in with weapons for Trump because they didn't even notify them.
Yeah.
Well,
what is IRS doing with weapons?
What's wrong with them leaving them at, just like this gentleman just said, the problem there is nobody's got the balls to challenge them.
Right.
The federal government is higher than your local and state law enforcement.
Well, that's not true. But now you got IRS agents. Hell, they usually send out letters. What the hell they need with weapons for? They should not, federal agents should not be able to come into your community, into your state, without checking in. I mean, that's just it.
They're not supposed to. And if you take notice that when a crime happens that's reportable to an FBI, the state and local authorities have to request the FBI to come in.
Exactly. Well, you know, now they're trying to change Title IX and make it federal. And also, too, that disability thing, they're trying to make transgender dysphoria, that gender dysphoria thing, a disability so that MTG can't pass her law and that states can't fight the butchering of children's genitalia or giving them by claiming it as a disability. So a lot of things are, and they're trying. What's happening is the federal government is trying to say that they have more power than states, and that's the problem. And if state officials don't step up and assert their rights like DeSantis is doing, we're going to see bad stuff going on.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, the states can tell the federal government to go to hell. What are you going to do to them? You don't have the state.
Right.
The federal government really don't have no policing powers. Those policing powers lie with the state. Deadly force is authorized through a state legislature. So when we ask IRS agents to be willing to use deadly force, that is totally misappropriate. They have no right to use deadly force unless it's in their office.
But here's the problem. The majority of people under 40 do not know the Constitution. They are not taught what their constitutional rights are. And this includes, employers, political figures and stuff. I mean, we have political figures under 40. I mean, and a lot of them even some of the ones in their 60s, maybe they've forgotten, that they really are senile. You know, they forget that the Constitution, we're a republic of states. The federal government is not in control of the states. The states are in control of the federal government. The federal government is only to help the states work together, not to control them.
Yes, you're right. And actually, to be really technical, before they were states, they was countries. They were
countries/
states. They became United. I guess United States sound better than United Countries. But in the Articles of Federation, you was talking about, not the Articles of Confederation, Articles, what is AOC? Articles of,
I'm not a constitutionalist. I only vaguely remember what I learned in high school.
But we got to get back to that. And we got to teach our kids. That's the most important
thing, because
they coming up don't know nothing.
Hey, guys. Hillsdale College is giving free online classes for Constitution.
Yes, I signed up for it. I actually listened to a couple of hours. But unfortunately, their teachers are very boring, so it's very hard to keep my attention. But I'm trying.
Well, that's why a lot of people don't know the Constitution, because it is boring.
No, it's not. The teachers are boring.
The teachers are boring.
Yeah, the teachers are very monotone. They're not, you know, they're just like, you know. The information they're given is, like, really interesting, and you can tell they like what they're, you know, that they're really into what they're doing. They're just not very, their presentation is not as great as my first husband, for example, or the 80-year-old woman I took care of that lived through the Depression and would go out to her aunt's house once a week to have eggs, you know, as a treat, you know.
Right.
So the other storytellers.
Well, you got to also understand these traitors, these criminals are running the show.
Yeah.
And the only way that's going to change is if everybody gets out and starts watching the polls and calling people out when they're doing wrong.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely
right. And make
sure
these elections become fair like they used to be. That's just like Peggy Hubbard here in Illinois. She was running for senator to get Duckworthless out. And she's on the Republican ticket. And even the Republicans here are, they put in one of their own that she knows was not going out and talking to anybody. They placed her in right at the last moment, and she ended up getting all the votes. And we know for a fact that they cheated, because one house, she knows for another fact that one house had 350 ballots sent to them.
Holy shit. Came out
of one house. Now, how does that happen? And they're getting away with this because you got Soros-funded AG attorney generals in the states that are not prosecuting. That's why we need to start talking to these sheriffs to do their job and arrest these people.
I'll tell you something else, Robert. Did you hear that they're going to use TikTok to help with the 22 election?
Yeah, because it's Chinese ran.
Yeah, I know.
You know
it's
what they need?
Been proven.
You know what's needed? It needs to be separate ballots for federal candidates and separate from state and local candidates.
We need to get rid of machines, and we need to get rid of all these drop-off boxes, and we need to go back to absentee ballots for only those who are out of the country, in the Army or in the service, or if you're disabled.
I agree with you. You need to get rid of it. There shouldn't be any machines involved. That separate ballot's got the president, vice president, congressman, and your U.S. senator. And that's it.
Yeah,
and you have to be vetted. You have to be vetted.
Yeah.
You have to be vetted like to get a passport.
The only way that's going to happen is we need to start serving lawsuits against these people, because this is taxation without representation, and they're taxing us to death and using that money against us.
Yeah.
And to add to that, those machines are also owned by Soros.
Yeah. Well, they were used in Venezuela. That's how they became a communist country, because they cheated.
Yep.
And that's what they're wanting to do here, is they want to make this country a Marxist communist country. And they're going to do it.
Let me ask you guys something.
if we don't change
what do
it.
You think, what do you think they got on Joe Biden? I like Joe Biden better when he was a staunch racist. He was at least you can understand him. But what the hell do they have on Joe Biden today?
He's seen out. He's had so many strokes, and they've got him juiced up on so much crap. His brain is mush. I think they keep him out of sight because every time he opens his mouth, he says stuff he's not supposed to, and then they got to go figure out how to cover it up.
You know why they're keeping him there, right?
Because Kamala would be worse, yeah. They can't control her easily.
No. Because Obama's in the background using him
to make
the move. He's the puppet.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And
they
he's a perfect puppet because he doesn't know what's going on. And not only that, but he would go along with it anyway if he actually knew what was going on. But they're keeping him there so Kamala don't become president.
Exactly.
But Obama is using him. I'll lay everything I had on that.
You and I both.
I agree 100%. And here's something else. I mean, a lot of scary stuff. I'm in a couple of rooms that have brought up some things. You know, I told you about the Title IX. And here's something else that I'm in a room that has some active duty military, and this scares me. I mean, they are literally taking tanks and jeeps and weapons from our military to give to Ukraine because they already gave them all the extra stuff that we had, not to mention what they left behind in Afghanistan.
Yep.
They are trying to disarm us.
Yep. We're the only ones left standing that can fight against all this. We the people, not the government.
Well, they've been trying to destroy the American, the United States fabric, the fabric of the United States for a long time. This, you know, you can stop and look back.
Since the 1950s, at least.
Yeah, you can see stuff that was going on. You know, at the time, you didn't pay too much attention to it.
But now they're
coming out full blast, and you're absolutely right. We need to take some busloads of these illegals and dump them off in Obama's yard and give them some tents to put up.
There you go.
Yeah, but
that's what we said.
Is that, though I believe some of them would stand with Americans, a lot of them are definitely CIA trained and back and ready to, you know, be activated, you know, the moles and stuff, not to mention terrorists that have snuck in. So we're definitely, American citizens definitely are going to have to watch their back after this election.
And that damn Garland is you can't get no rotten. He's nothing but a sissy. And now he's trying to strike revenge because he couldn't get on could you imagine him being on the Supreme Court?
Oh, my God.
Well,
talk about racist.
Yeah, but there's a picture behind the picture. You know what I'm saying? He's just another puppet. He's just being used too.
He's an Obama puppet, just like that Reinhardt. Look at all the associations
it's all
with
World
him.
Economic Forum. It's that Kloss over in the World Economic Forum who's got this going.
Yeah.
Him and George Soros and all the rest of them. And they need to be their assets need to be frozen. They need to be arrested wherever they're at, and they need to be put on a military tribunal. Just like the Nazis.
There's Fauci's about how he's going to retire come December. Yeah, he's going to retire with the necktie.
Yeah, because he's got all the money now.
No, they need
to
We
need
to
find out where he lives and dump a dump load of needles in his front yard.
Yeah, well, we need to arrest them all and put them on a military tribunal.
You need to have a Nuremberg trial with them.
What will happen? We'll see. We will see. You know, I just keep praying. You know, everybody's like, you know, somebody says to me, well, why are you praying for these evil people? And I'm like, because, you know what? I can't do anything else. And maybe I can't stop people from dying or whatever, but I'm going to pray for their souls. Because somebody was saying, well, maybe these people are right and we do need to populate, get rid of these crazy people. And I'm like, you know, we talk about how the WEF and the elite, they want to depopulate the planet by 95%. When you think about the Bible and how the road to salvation is hard and narrow and few will be on it, you think there's not going to be depopulation? My goal is to pray to get as many people on that road as possible. You know,
right.
I can't keep them alive, but maybe I can save their souls with my prayers.
Absolutely, and that's my goal too. I pray for them every night.
Well,
you know,
one thing you want to do too is sit your grandkids down and talk to them and make sure that they, because we'll be gone, and then they would be left with this and not knowing what the heck to do with it.
I was just saying that to a friend of mine this, just about 2 hours ago in a grocery line, and she had her kid there. And I said, if we don't stand up and do something, there ain't going to be nothing left for them.
Exactly,
and I pointed to him.
This is the line in the sand. This is it. If we don't fix this now, your grandkids, they're not going to know any better. They're not going to know anything else.
Right. But a lot of us that work, that's what we have to do. We have to work to pay our bills, and we're getting, it's like a tidal wave coming over us.
I know.
So what do we do?
Students, you know, who want to learn, you know, transgender studies and all this other crap. Yeah, I wouldn't mind helping somebody who went to school to be a mechanic or a nurse or, you know, or something useful. I work at Burlington, mostly because I want to see what's going on. I live in a community. We get lots of buses from the south. I'll just leave it at that. You know, lots of plane loads, you know, people, you know, refugees and you know, and whatnot. And I want to see what's going on in my community. I want to keep track of this shit. And I see them. They're coming in with $100 bills, and they all have the same credit type, the same credit cards and stuff. None of them speak a lick of English, and it's not just Spanish. Not just Spanish.
Any illegals in this country, they're not supposed to be working. Their assets should be seized and make it just.
They don't have any assets. They come here for it, and the money is coming from the government. Our tax dollars are paying them. Whether they're the Afghani refugees who are here legally, whether we like it or not, they are here legally, or it's the illegals.
I don't agree with them Afghans. We got Americans still being held over there, and they get to come.
I don't think any of that was done legally
because he isn't a legal president.
We'll argue, Smith. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you 100%. But in their minds, and in the minds of the majority of the people, the refugees are here legally. You know what I mean? They did it. Whether we agree with it or not, they did whatever it was that they did. The same thing with the illegals.
What majority, though?
the same thing with the illegals. I don't hate them. I hate that this current illegal fraudulent regime is doing this. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, it's getting, you know, I don't have a problem, just like you were saying, of them coming here legally. That's one thing.
I'll be back. We got to go.
But
okay.
This open border crap is, nah, I don't agree with it one bit.
It's illegal.
It is.
You know, the government, the representatives, or so-called representatives, are supposed to be representing the citizens of the United States, and they're not. They are representing other than the U.S. citizens, and they, it's like I said, it's taxation without representation, and that's where they're getting us. They're taxing us to death so they can use the money against us. And then you got
people like George Soros
who's paying for all this illegal acts.
Another big problem is them bureaucrats, them Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, you can't fire them. So I understand. You can't fire them. But you got to get rid of them people because they were spying on Trump and probably plotting things. You know, those boxes, when those boxes was packed in the White House, and by the time they got to when they got outside, they probably changed things inside of them. You never know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the planting of anything except after they did the raid. But
they might have planted something after
President
the raid.
Trump, everything President Trump had, he declassified
them.
He classified them. But you got the news media who's paid for by the leftist Marxists who are going to spew out this propaganda to everybody, and whoever listens to them who believes in this news media, they're going to believe all that crap.
But it's just not true. If they find anything in there, then with as hard as they've been going after him from day one, from when he was still a civilian running, all the way up until he served, and they're still after him.
Yeah,
they're afraid of him.
Exactly, and what they're afraid of is exactly what their leftist news says. You know, they let the Republicans take back the House, and there's going to be investigation after investigation.
Yep. Well, not really, because they've already been investigated. They already got the proof they need. All they got to do is arrest these traitors.
You're absolutely right.
It's like,
if you look at Pelosi, what happened with these? What happened with these? What do you call them? The computer chips.
With Taiwan.
Her husband invested in a bunch of microchip companies or whatever. He invested in it right before she was going to put it on the floor to pass this law or whatever it was going to be. And they made out billions.
Well, and
well, Trump,
and
before
doing,
Trump.
That's inside trading.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is that they got them on insider trading too. And
yeah.
look at how they hushed up his drunk driving arrest.
Yeah.
Before Trump left, he had already negotiated with a Taiwan company to build a plant in Arizona where you can make the chips here and hire Americans.
And that's what they need to do, is we need to bring back the companies. Trump needs to get back in the White House, period. And I think he's going to be a lot smarter this time and surround himself with people that are actually believing in this country and not being traitors against it.
Absolutely. Look, fellas, I'm going to get off from here. I really appreciate the opportunity. You guys keep up the good work.
Yes, thanks.
Well,
you
I don't know you, but
on.
I'm Chaplain Robert.
Well, my name is Pianchi, Captain Roberts, but I really appreciate the things that you're doing, and like I say, we're gonna win this thing.
Absolutely, by God's hand.
Definitely.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Good night.
All right.
Thank
good night
you
to
for
you.
Participating.
Well, that was interesting. Who was this gentleman? I didn't hear him.
I didn't catch his name, but he's from the South.
Yeah.
And he just came on and started talking to Maria and I, and then, you know, we just kept the conversation going.
Okay. That's awesome.
He was He was asking questions. We were trying to answer them, and we were asking him questions. Same thing, you know, back and forth.
Well, darn, I wish I would have got on sooner. But, yeah, the thing is we need to start at the local level. Like, there was an event down in Arizona where a lot of tech guys and companies came together to see what we can do to start watching these polls, watching these drop boxes that they got, which are illegal, I think. But I was getting ready to say, Peggy Hubbard shared a video or put out a video the other day or last night or something. She actually got a ballot that gives you an option to continue mail-in voting if you want, or just to mail in that ballot option. So it looks like Illinois is trying to continue this mail-in ballots because they know there's no way of tracing them to people to continue cheating.
Exactly.
And so we need to get law enforcement, the law enforcement that is good and honest and true to this country, to start stepping up and start arresting these people.
Yes, but the only problem with that is that your blue states are going to have a revolving door for them. Arrest them,
exactly.
Let them right out the door.
Exactly.
And I know Wisconsin's governor and their higher ups, they got people watching them drop boxes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I think every state
should
do that.
Well, the people who I can't remember the name of the organization that they started, but they were a big part of that 2000 Mules.
Right.
I don't know. Have you seen that video documentary yet?
I watched part of it. I still got a little bit more to watch.
Well, watch it all, because I tell you what, it's very insightful and it shows exactly how they cheated. But there's many ways that they're cheating. That's the problem. Just like I said, here in Illinois, we knew Peggy Hubbard was winning. We knew it. And this one lady, Salva, she got in the race right before the primary. And she ended up taking the votes, and not by much. But the Republicans in Illinois are the Democrats too. Not all of them,
right?
But a lot of these Democrats are pretending to be Republicans so that they can switch the people around, like this lady. She's going to be a rhino, and Duck Worthless, she's going to be able to beat her, period. So we're going to get some more time with this Duck Worthless instead of having a real patriot like Peggy Hubbard in.
Right.
And it just makes me sick. And the problem is,
oh, I know.
It costs a lot of money to get a secured audit on these votes. And
yes,
there's no money. We don't have the money to do it, or Peggy doesn't.
Right.
But I've been paying attention real close to what everybody's trying to do, and if we can implement it here in Illinois, I'm gonna try and do something. I don't know. But I'm getting sick and tired of it, and I don't have
too.
Kids.
I mean, well, it's not just that. I've said it before, and I said it when my kids were just growing up. Why would you tax? Why would you make an 80-year-old couple pay taxes on school?
Yeah, that too. Exactly. They've broken the system on purpose.
Oh yeah, because they want us to be like the other third world countries. We've all noticed that. But the more that they're allowing this idiot to freaking spend, and the way that they're slipping the Second Amendment in everything that they want to pass through the cracks without anybody, you know, Republicans having a chance to look at it, that's how mm-hmm. these bills are getting passed.
Oh, yeah, and it's all illegal. They're not doing it by the books anymore. That's why the stuff is happening the way it's happening. They're creating this destruction of America, period. And until people get guts enough to raise their arms up and say enough is enough, they're going to continue doing it.
And that's where I feel that the Democrats have a lot of incriminating evidence on the rhinos that won't speak up.
Right.
Because they don't want their skeletons shown out of the closet.
Well, that too.
I don't know that it's the Democrats that have it, but people like Mitch McConnell, look at his wife. He's personally in bed with the CCP. Look at Dan Crenshaw. He's personally in bed with the WEF.
Dan Crenshaw is?
Yes. I was shocked to find out, although it does explain a lot of his a lot of the things he's been saying lately.
Wow.
I was just going to say that. You can read between the lines on him where he starts to lean towards their side and then tries to veer himself back in.
Right.
Wow.
That's
a new one to me.
Tulsi Gabbard, she was part of the WEF, but I think she's seen the light and has turned around. If you listen to her.
That or she's just faking it to make everybody believe she's a big girl.
No, because she's no longer in office. Yeah.
She's no longer in office, Robert.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to understand, guys, this is a CIA operation kind of thing.
I understand.
It don't matter if they're in office. They can still make a difference for their side, for the enemy.
Everybody has – God forgives anybody who repents and accepts him through Jesus. And, no matter how evil or whatever bad things they may have done in the past, anybody can change. And I truly believe she is one of those. My understanding is Tucker Carlson also has done a 180 from the way he was a few decades ago. I saw a documentary on him too. That's all I'm saying is, we have to. It's like Tim Pool was saying something about how, the left, some of the people on the left are realizing things that are wrong, and they're starting to speak out. And instead of the right, and what's happening is their own people are canceling them. And a lot of people on the right, instead of saying, patting them on the back and saying, congratulations, you're waking up, join the rest of us, they're saying, well, you know, it's your fault or whatever. They're not supporting them. You know what I mean? So we need to reward good behavior if we want it to continue.
Yeah, but this is also a war, too, and we got to be cautious.
You have to be careful. Yes, I understand that.
Absolutely.
I'm a realist, but that doesn't mean I can't be a pessimist, or an optimist. I'm sorry.
Optimist.
I'm a realist. It doesn't mean I can't be an optimist. But you know what I mean. We have to at least try.
I get it, Maria. Like I said, I'm the chaplain here. You know? And I got to apologize. I got to apologize to everybody right now. This stuff has actually been getting to me a little bit, and I haven't had anything on my heart to say that I haven't said before. And that's why I haven't had any prayer services here on Sundays.
I apologize.
I just got to regroup.
Well, you're human. You're human. You're allowed to do that.
Yes.
I know, but I feel bad because I really. Huh?
No, I said there's no problem.
Oh, I know, but I still take it to heart, you know.
And that's,
sure.
Seriously, Robert. Like, I PragerU had a short the other day about the different types of forgiveness. And there were, like, three or four different kinds. And they explained them, you know, and how they – and when they apply. And the one that – I can really get with is the begins with an R, but it's the one where even though you're never going to have anything to do with the person again, you know that they're never going to say sorry or anything. You still have to forgive them because it takes the blackness off your own heart. And I forget what the heck it was called. It was an R. Hold on a minute. I'm going to look it up. Oh my goodness. And I was like, I gotta mention that to Robert. I was gonna put it
revenge?
In the not revenge, no.
I'm just messing with you.
It's just Bobby.
I'm just
Bobby's
messing
being,
with you.
Bobby's being Bobby.
what the heck is it? Hold on a minute. Wait. I'm gonna find it. But anyway,
it'll come to you after we're done.
Well, no.
Yeah.
As I said, you guys keep talking. I'm going to listen. I'll interrupt you when I find it.
Okay. But no, I think the solution here at the time being is to start contacting one. There's a sheriff. And his name is so profound. It's amazing how God works and puts people in place. But it goes along with what? Huh?
What state is he in?
Well, I was just getting ready to say. But it's Sheriff something in Arizona that is starting a nationwide call-in. If anybody sees any promiscuous election fraud or anything like that, you can call this number, and they will do something with it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are they going to be able to do anything about TikTok?
Well, that's at a higher level, I think. Because, like I said, we know that China is using that to spy on everybody.
Right.
Of course.
These phones that we're on, these phones they're using.
No, I have I have an Android, an old Android 4G, come out to warn their users that there's a security problem.
Well, at that event that I seen at – in Arizona, it was called the Pit event. It was on Right Side Broadcasting News.
Yeah,
they broadcasted it. But there's high-tech companies out there that are willing to help people. And one of the things that they brought up was there's this device you can use that they can't track you. It'll disable the tracking app or whatever they use on these phones where they can't track you anymore. And all you got to do is buy this device and it'll stop all that.
Okay, so forgiveness. It's forbearance, exoneration, and what's the last one?
I was going to say, none of them start with R's.
Ha ha.
Revenge.
Hold on. I said there were three, and that is the last one. Is it an R? I was giving you the first two. Hold on. What the hell is the third one? But it's
Come
the
on,
one
Marie.
I always do. Hold on.
Revenge
okay.
or raid.
She's trying,
I'm trying. Hang on. I'm going to mute you guys so I can listen.
She's almost there, Bobby. Oh, we got muted. Hey, where's my brother at?
He told me he had to step away for a little bit.
Well, he's supposed to be on here today, isn't he?
Yeah, but he hit me up the other day and said he'll be like scarce for a little bit.
Yeah, because he's gone fishing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've seen him and Doug on Doug's boat. Fishing for crappie. Didn't call me though.
Right.
That rat.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, no. We're back. How long do you want us to hold?
Release. It's called release. The third one.
Not revenge, Bobby. Release. Well, at least it starts with an R.
Release, you released it, because, think about it. And that's the one I use a lot, let me tell you, because, for rape, raped, as a kid, sexually molested, raped, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to go up to these people and talk to them and tell, tell them I forgive them and what they, I think, because they're not going to be sorry. They're not going to regret what they did. You know what I mean? But if I hold on to that negativity, what they did to me, my life, that's negativity. That's black, that's hate. You can't do that. So that's when you release it. You know what I mean? My sister-in-law. Right.
I've always found it hard in Scripture when Jesus said, if somebody steals your cloak or steals your vest or something like that, he says, give them your cloak.
Yes.
And then he says, whenever somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn them, give them your left cheek. And then he also said to do good to your enemies because that will heap coals upon their head.
Correct. I try to live that way as best I can. Although once you hit the left cheek after the right cheek, then I'm sorry. I got no more cheeks. I'm fighting back.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay,
let them beat the shit out of you.
It's all about what's in your heart. That's what we're going to be judged on, what's in our heart. And, if I've had so many people hurt me, it's ridiculous. And that's why I'm basically alone. And I've had to forgive a lot of people. And I'm not saying that I don't trust them, that I don't want to talk to them or anything like that. But I've basically put what they've done to me to the side and just let it go. But I also got to forgive myself, too, and that's where the peace comes from.
Well, that's the forbearance, I think. Exonerate is when you forgive them, it's all over and done with, and we'll move on. Forbearance is when you forgive them. And you're going to move on, but you're not really going to forget what they did. They have to earn your trust again. That's the forbearance. And then the release is when, there's never going to be, you know, there's never going to be an interaction with them again for whatever reason, you know, or if there is, it's going to be, you know, like if I come across my sister-in-law, I'm going to be polite to her, but I'm never going to talk to her about what happened because I know she doesn't regret what she did. She doesn't realize that she doesn't think she did anything wrong. So,
right.
You know, so it's on me. So I need to be the one, you know, to forgive it, move on. So that's where the release comes in. And you're right. You must learn to forgive yourself. That is the biggest hurdle so many people have, is they cannot or they find it difficult to forgive themselves when, you know, like, oh, well, I can't handle being around so-and-so because whatever. And it's like, that's okay. Forgive yourself. I mean, you're not perfect. You're human. God knows that you're not perfect. That's why he sent Jesus down to die for you, for us, you know, because he knows that we're not perfect. But we need to forgive. We need to at least try. We need to at least make an effort. Like you said, it's what's in our heart. So today, what I see going on in the world right now, and I do, I pray for every last person, including Fauci, you know, because I pray not that he gets his just desserts. I pray that he sees the error of his ways and he goes to God and asks for forgiveness and admits, you know, and he repents. Do you know what I mean? You know,
I pray the same thing, Marie. I ask God to shine the light on the darkness in their hearts so they can open their eyes and see and open their ears to hear what he has to say, not what they see and hear.
Right.
You know, because it's God's will, not ours.
Right. I believe in the inherent. I say the inherent goodness, but what it is I believe in that spark. Every human being has that spark that God put in them. Some of them, it's just it's buried very deeply. You know, it's covered in all kinds of black shit. You know what I mean? And you know,
some choose to do that, though.
Huh?
Some people choose to go that way.
Well, I agree. Yes, I understand sometimes it's a choice. But my point is that it's there because that's your soul. That's your life. That's when you were in your mother's womb, God knew you. He formed you. That's what God did. He put that spark in you.
But the thing is, we're all born of a sinful nature, and the only way that can change is if we receive Christ in our heart and choose to go the hard way, which is the right way, which is his way.
Free will. Yeah, free will. I do get discussions with people on free will. Some people I know, you know, they don't understand. They have a problem getting the concept, or they disagree in its existence. How can you have free will and God knows what you're going to do at the same time? And it's like, it's sometimes hard to explain. You know, that's why I try and avoid those conversations. I'm not going to lie, explaining things.
The way to explain that is tell them it's like a child wanting to put their hands on the stove. And the father says, no, don't do that. But yet the child does it anyway. Okay. Now the father can either see it or he can't see it. I mean, a human father. He can see it or not see it. But if he lets this child do the wrong thing to teach them a lesson, that's why God the Father lets things happen the way they do. If he kept intervening in people's lives, what kind of life would we have?
Right. And it wouldn't be free will. He wants us to choose him. He doesn't, I mean, you know, he may know whether or not we're going to choose him, But he wants us to do it of our own accord.
Exactly. Because then it'd be sincere.
Right. And, you know, but the thing is that's why I say, and people get mad at me because how can you say prayers over people like Fauci or Garland or any of these other people, you know, Biden and everything. I'm like, because I don't care about their lives. I'm praying for their soul. It's not
right,
their lives.
Exactly.
It's not the human life that I'm praying for. It's,
well,
it's,
again,
it's,
that's
their
Jesus
soul.
Told us to pray for our enemies.
Right. There's that too. You know, treat your, you know, you're supposed to, you know, be, you know, kind to your enemy, you know, keep, you know, your friend close and your enemy closer. I don't know where that's from, but my point is that, I'm not going to change, you know, people think I'm naive and I've been called naive to my face. I've been called some other not nice names. And I'm like,
oh, believe me,
I
understand. I've been hated quite a bit.
I'm like, I really don't, the same thing, you know, people say a lot of not nice things to me, about me, to my face, behind my back. And at the end of the day, like my niece, she was telling me about her friend who got into a situation with a boy or whatever. And I'm like, you have to understand something. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or thinks about you except you and God. As long as you know that God loves you, it doesn't matter what anybody else, including your parents and friends, think about you.
Well,
I'm being a little overblown or overbroad. Point
no, I get
is,
it.
Yeah, is that if you want to, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me. Today's children argue that.
Right.
Oh, no, words can hurt you. I'm like, no,
well,
they can't, because they're not told.
I disagree with that, though. Names can hurt you. The tongue is a two-edged sword. You can either speak life or you can speak death. Okay?
Right.
A lot of this stuff is made up by man. It's not made up by God. We gotta start sticking to the Bible and what God says and what it truly means, and it's the truth. And you'll know the truth, and right. because it'll be said in your heart when you start studying and listening to God.
Right.
And the thing is, I'll tell you a little story. So basically, when Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court and handed back down to the states to fight, you've seen everybody just up in arms, okay, especially these young girls, okay?
Yeah.
Well, two of them were my nieces. One was Chris's and one was my other brother's. And my niece on Danny's side, Danny's daughter, she posted, some really stupid stuff. So I commented, and I ended up telling her I love her, that's why I'm telling her. But the thing is, she came back at me and said, well, where have you been all my life? And she doesn't understand that because of her ways, I didn't want to be around her.
Right.
Because all she did was tear me down all the time, getting personal, which she did again, as I commented. And I said, mm-hmm. listen, I'm not going to comment personal information or I'm not gonna get in an argument with personal
right.
stuff. And she kept going on. And then her friends start stepping in. And there was even one girl that said, F God. You
wow.
know? They don't even believe in God. Okay.
I know. It's sad.
I wasn't mad about it. I was very hurt and I was sad because these kids don't realize what they're saying. That is actually, when they say that, that's the unforgivable sin, blaspheming God like that,
yeah,
and denying Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. They don't, you know, they don't believe, and the main reason they don't believe is because they're not being taught. They're not given the opportunity to learn about God.
Right. Well, they're getting opportunity. They're just denying it. But it's being done by their parents also. My brother hasn't gone to church in forever. Now, Chris is another story. He changed his ways finally, and mom and grandma and everybody prayed for him. And even when me and him was hating each other, I prayed for him. I prayed for him really hard. And God finally answered my prayer, and we've become great friends. You know, we've become brothers. The thing is, I got to do the same thing with my nieces. I got to pray for them, even though they don't love me or they hate me or whatever. And Chris's daughter, she just she went off the wall on me commenting. I didn't even comment back at her because I knew if I would have commented back on something, I would have said some things that wouldn't have been good and wouldn't have been Christian. And I
hear you. You gotta, sometimes you have to bite your tongue.
Well, you gotta either speak life or you're gonna speak death. One of the two. That's why your tongue is a two-edged sword.
It can either save
a life or it can cause death.
All I know is that if it wasn't for the fact that I know God loves me, I would have committed suicide. You know, I would have had issues, you know, when I was a kid that some of these young women have. I mean, but I have always had God. You know what I mean? There have been a few times where I may have lost faith in myself, but I didn't lose faith in God.
Amen.
I don't know if that, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
And because I didn't lose faith in him, I was able to get the faith in myself back, you know, more easily or quickly. I didn't fall as far as I could have. Because he was holding me, you know, those days, you know, that night when, you know, everything but the clothes on my back was stolen. I had nobody. I wasn't talking to my family. I'm in the Poconos. I'm not dressed appropriately for the weather. You know, it's dark out, you know, and I start praying and not praying like, oh, well, if you do this, I'll do that. I mean, talking to God, you know, saying, you know, and what's on my heart and saying, I can't do this without you and everything. And lo and behold, a car pulls up behind me, pulls over, and it was somebody I had met one time, and she recognized me. And she, you know, I tell people, don't tell me God's not there when you need him. Don't tell me
absolutely.
He's not watching.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree with you.
I don't believe in coincidence.
He's always providing.
Right. It may not look like what you want it to look like, but it's there. They've done research to prove. They have scientifically proven prayer works even on people who don't believe and don't know that they're being prayed over.
Right.
So don't tell me that it doesn't work. It's all about how you pray and what exactly are you praying for. You know, I know when I pray, like if I'm praying over somebody that's sick, I don't pray for them to specifically get better. I pray for them to have the strength to pull through whatever's wrong with them. You know what I mean? And it may look like they get better. Or it may look like they die and go to the Father.
Jesus gave us the perfect way to pray. you know, even in he came to the Father many times. That was part mostly what he did. I mean, Jesus could have taken care of all this, but he came to the Father and did his will, and it's got to be in his will.
And I think that's what we need right now. When I listen to some of the people out there today and what they're saying, I hate to say this, but I really don't believe this white hat, good guys, they're in control. They're just letting it happen because you need to see what's out there. I'm sorry. I don't believe people that if good guys are in control, they're going to continue to allow this shit to happen to children that's been happening. Good people
don't
come by and watch that shit.
Right. Well, it's like the German people, you know, they sat back and watched Nazis do what they did.
Right.
And there was interviews on some of these people, and they cried because they did. They had to forgive themselves.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, I'm not saying that we're not winning some of the battles. I'm not saying that there aren't good people out there. I'm saying that the good people are not in control.
Right. Well, we're living in a broken world, and the world is fallen to sin.
Right.
I mean, until Jesus comes back and straightens it all out, there ain't nothing going to be perfect in this world.
Hell, heck no.
You know, but I wanted to ask you guys, since this is current events, did you guys hear about China and Russia collaborating in war games down in Venezuela?
Yeah.
No. I know
you did, Bobby?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So now we got that to look at. I mean,
I'm not surprised.
Here's the thing, guys. Joe is a screw up. He's a puppet. He's being used as puppet by Obama, I think, and then Obama's ran by Clinton's and George Soros.
It's disgusting what's going on, but you know, like I said,
but it's all scripture.
Yeah, there's only personally all I can do is pray. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not,
sure.
You know, I mean, I don't really have any power besides that, and vote, and I can vote. You know?
Well, we do have the power. We have the power of prayer.
Well, no, that's what I said. I can pray.
Yeah.
But I can't, like, go and change men. I mean, I can't, you know, go and rescue children. I can't, you know what I mean?
Well, you can. You can support people who do.
Yes.
There's many things we can do as individuals. Until we believe we can do something, ain't nothing going to happen.
No. I mean, I don't want to say I don't do anything. Like I said, I do, like you said, I can donate. I donate what little I can to some different organizations.
Sure.
I pray a lot. You know,
well, that's the thing I do, but I also go out and I tell people the truth, even though they hate me for it. Even though it's going to make me one going in a different direction than everybody else, make me lonely and make me be a loner, I'm still going to go out and tell people the truth whether they want to hear it or not.
Well, I've opened
because
the eyes
people
of some
need
of the
to hear
people,
it.
I have actually opened the eyes of some of the young people at Burlington at my job. I mean, they're at least they're rethinking things. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not like I completely changed them, but I at least have put them on a new path. And, and that helps, especially since I'm not really making headway with my family. It's not.
Well, because they know you. They know you, Marie. Remember, a prophet is not welcome in his own town.
But I've been talking to the young people at my job, and you know, and even some of them aren't so young, but they don't know what's going on. They're younger than me. They're not aware. They don't know where to look or what things, you know, used to be like or whatever. So they're
sure.
they're open to listening. You know what I mean? And
Some are.
I didn't say all. I said some.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that because the school I clean or I'm a custodian at. This is for when all the kids that get in trouble at all the other schools, they come to our school.
Okay.
So I'm dealing with kids that are really hardcore sometimes, and they got broken families. Dad's going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's, you know, strung out on drugs mm-hmm. or something. Not all of them, but there's a lot of them. But some of the parents have given up and let the kids run amok. But one instance, one day, there was a girl. I got to say something to her. I said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And I'm not scared to say it in school. I don't care. And I asked her, I said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And she goes, "No, not really. I don't really believe in all that stuff." I said, "Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe in evil? Do you believe in Satan?" And she hesitated and looked at me like, yeah. You know?
But how can you believe
so
in one
I
and not
continued,
the other?
So I continued and told her, I said, "Well, if you believe in good or believe in evil, you have to believe in good." I said, "If you believe in Satan and devils," I said, "you have to believe in angels and God."
Right.
And anyway, she walked away, but I planted a seed.
Right.
And sometimes you just got to plant a seed and let God water it.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I mean, right now we're on the precipice. Is that the right word? You know,
yep.
You know, I know some people have talked about how, you know, what they did with Trump, that raid was they crossed the Rubicon. But I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know that definitely was a line. It absolutely
oh, yeah.
was a line. You know, the
absolutely.
Fact that I hear, you know, that I hear that they're literally taking weapons and armaments and equipment from our active military to send it to Ukraine. That's another line. The fact
yep.
that I mean, what's going on at the border, that the illegals are literally attacking the border patrol. Whatever we may think of the federal agents that are just letting some of these people walk in, not all of them are. And they are still American citizens, police officers, law enforcement, or whatever, and they're the ones being reprimanded rather than the cartel people who are attacking them. You know,
well,
but, I mean,
yeah.
but, you know what I'm saying? So,
sure.
Yeah, that's another line. You know, I mean, all these lines that are being crossed, it's like pretty soon you're going to have that last line, that last straw, you know, because, you know, at some point, people are going to step up. I saw a thing, you know, those guys on the street that ask questions on some of the podcasts. And,
yep.
and, you know, and this guy asked this girl about, well, you know, about whether or not she liked Trump. And she said, no, he's a dictator or whatever. And they're
right.
like, well, that he's evil. Well, name something evil about him. He's a capitalist. Okay.
Right.
So you're a socialist then. She goes, no, I'm a communist. He goes, okay, well, name one country where communism works. She goes, oh, here in America in the past, I think.
They don't know. They're just reiterating what they're being heard, what they're hearing.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. I mean, and more people you know, I don't want to say they're waking up. They're saying enough is enough. I'm seeing more and more people. They're going around. There's another young guy who goes around. He has some white people, black people, Asian people. You know, what would you say to Biden? Mostly black people. Oh, man, the things they say, they hate Biden. Not one of them has said anything positive about Biden. And he just walks up. I mean, it's not a setup. I mean, you know, they're definitely, some of them are like ghetto talk. You know, they want Trump back. You know, and they asked him, well, what about him being rich? I don't care. They want him back. So, you know,
well, that's
and now,
what the establishment's scared of Trump. That's why they're scared
of Trump.
That's
doing what they're doing. And now they've got the media coming out saying, oh, well, the Democrats are pulling ahead. The Republicans don't have as much of a lead as they think they do or as much as they did, especially after what took place at that special election in New York, you know.
Yep.
And it's all lies. It's all lies. Now, I do agree with Alex Jones. Trump does need to publicly speak out against the vaccine. Because right now, especially
speak out what?
Against the vaccine, he has he has to admit he got played. He has to. I don't care how he does it, but you know he can't keep touting what he did, because the thing is DeSantis is against it. Even Fauci and the CDC and all of them are saying they fucked up. You know. And I am sure that Trump can spin it as a positive. I mean, he's good with words, you know, because he did still do a good thing. He just got
absolutely.
Played. He got played. Those
sure he
companies
did.
Already had those vaccines ready to go. They were just holding off until after the election. So they, you know, they only said that they did it in 10 months to get the money and whatnot. He got played. They were working on those vaccines simultaneously with the COVID gain of function. And he needs to come out and say, you know, and put it back on them, because now they're trying to blame him for all these deaths.
Oh,
you
know
that, right? They're trying to blame him for all these vaccine deaths.
Well, you know, he's the blame for climate.
Right. They're going to do everything they can to keep him off the 24 ballot.
Sure.
And that's why I'm saying I keep, you know, so I will vote. I'm going to pray. I'm not joining no political shit, you know, school boards and all that. I just can't do that. But
right.
I am, you know, but I do speak up. I'm prepping, you know, I'm prepared. I'm prepared to help people, you know, when shit hits the fan. You know I'm supposed to like just help myself and my family type of thing, but that ain't going to work like that. I can't. I mean, I'll be circumspect about it. I'll be careful, but I'm not going to. That's not how it works.
Yeah, but do you have a 30-gallon copper kettle, though, to be prepared?
Do I what?
I said, are you so prepared that do you have a 30-gallon copper kettle prepared?
Oh, I don't know that I have that big of a pot. My canning pot is pretty big, though. Our canning pot, I don't know that it's 30 gallons. I know it holds at least 5 gallons of Kahlua.
No, I was just kidding you. Being in Rendezvous, I got everything I need to go out in the wild, man. You guys seen Chris's video with me, but I got a lot more stuff that wasn't even shown in any of those videos because I couldn't bring everything I got.
I'm not on Facebook, so I don't get to see any of the videos unless they've been uploaded to YouTube, and I didn't see.
Oh,
And I didn't get any notices on the YouTube channel that new videos were uploaded.
I've always been drawn to history, especially in the 1700s in the pioneer times. So, you know, like I said, I love living that stuff, and I got all the stuff I need to live that way if I needed to.
I keep telling my friends I'm in the wrong era. I would have done great back in the day without electricity. I wouldn't have bothered me a bit.
Me too.
That's like
back in 2009, we had a big storm come through here, and we had electricity out for almost 2 weeks or so. So I told my girlfriend, I said, just keep the freezer shut unless you absolutely have to open it. And then we cooked on an open fire outside. Now, luckily, it was summertime, but we cooked on a fire the whole 2 weeks, man. And we had plenty of water. We had plenty of food. We had everything we needed, candles, lanterns, you know, everything we needed. So,
I don't practice shit a lot, but I have a lot of experience on some of it. And a lot of that shit, once you learn it and do it, you never forget it. It's like riding a bike, you know?
Well, see, that's the thing. If disaster really hit the fan, you know, where our complete infrastructure, our complete electric grid, if everything just came down and went to a screeching halt, we have everybody... All we got to do is rely on each other. They used to trade back in the day. We don't need money.
I agree.
It don't matter. But a lot of people think they need that money because we've been drilled into so much thinking we have to have that money. We don't need that money. All we got to do is have some sort of skill we can trade with somebody else with.
Right. That's what I said. I got some crazy mad skills, and somebody said something to me about, you know, you don't get food for sex. And I'm like, who the fuck is talking about sex?
He was.
I'm like, no. I do. I got some crazy mad skills, especially for a girl. You know, my paper patio that I built bare hand in my sister's front in front of her house still looks nice. You know,
yeah, but can you make the bricks though?
Could I make the pavers? Could I make the bricks?
Yeah.
I know how. When
okay,
I
that's
kid,
all.
Yeah, I did. Not
that's all that matters then.
But I know how. Yes, I know how to make clay bricks with straw and everything.
Love you.
There you go.
And I'm even
you know how to bake them?
How to bake them?
Make red bricks.
I did. When I was a kid on Long Island, and I was in the convent, one of the girls.
I knew you as a New Yorker.
one of the girls was the daughter of the chief of the Shinnokwan on the reservation. So I used to get to go to the reservation. And remember, this is back in the, you know, the late 60s, early 70s. So, you know, and I learned how to do a lot of freaking shit.
Oh, that's cool. I would love to have done that. I had to learn a lot of that stuff on my own or watching videos.
You know? And I'm sure I forgot a hell of a lot more than I learned, but I picked it up again. I mean, you know, immersion, you know, it's like language. You know, I learned Latin and then French and Spanish and ASL. Now, I don't speak them that well anymore because I didn't use them. But if I were to be immersed in any of those languages, or any language for that matter, I would be okay.
Can you rap?
Oh, God, no.
I had to throw that in there, Marie.
No, I can't rap. I talk in paragraphs. Rappers talk in phrases or whatever, stanzas.
Up.
But,
I had to lighten it up a little bit, folks.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a good thing. You should never end the day on a sour note or a pessimistic note. Always end it on optimistic note and a prayer.
Always remember, everybody, God's in control.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really enjoying my job at Burlington. I was on my feet freaking 11 hours. And, you know, and my positive thing is that I'm able to do it for longer and longer without feeling any pain, and it doesn't take as long to recover. That's a positive. I mean, I'm obese. I'm 58. I'm out of shape. You know, so the fact that I can go longer and longer before I have to sit down.
Now, Marie.
As long to recover, that's a good thing.
Now, Marie, I got to ask you. You said you're out of shape. What shape are you in then?
I'm
drunk
mush.
Shape.
I'm mush.
Well, see, I tell people I'm round. I said that's a shape.
No, I'm not round. I actually have an hourglass figure. It's just on the large side.
So you're are you a flat bottom girl?
Yeah, my butt's a bit fat, wide and fat, but
I hear a song coming on.
Brick House.
hey y'all, it's been enjoyable. I'm gonna get off here myself. I gotta get some sleep because I didn't get any last night.
Yeah,
well,
I'm going to
think
I'll end it a little early.
Yeah, I'll
Are
keep you in my prayers. Hopefully things
Same
will work
here,
out.
Same here, everybody. Just because I'm not having prayer services right now doesn't mean I'm not praying for you. So you guys are always
Same
in
here,
my prayers.
Brother. Same
so,
here.
All right. Well, good
just
night.
Give me a little more time to regroup a little bit, and I'll be back, though.
Yeah, Bobby
Take
needs
your
to
time,
give me those videos you made, though.
All right.
All right,
love you guys. Praying for
yep.
you, and I'll see you next time.
Yep.
All right, brother.
All right. Later.
Later.
You going to call it a night, Bobby?
Yeah. Yeah, we got 16 minutes left anyway.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds
but,
good.
But I'm going to continue this. Yes, it was. I'm going to continue the current event show on Saturday night, too.
Oh, cool. I usually work.
So, well, that's okay. I mean, depending on what time you get off.
Yep. All right. Well, you take care. Good night.
You too. God bless you, Maria. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, our veterans, military, the missing. God bless the Defender 7. Thank you all for tuning in tonight.